speaker. Her name is Becca.
Go Becca, yeah.
Hi, my name is Becca, I'm an alcoholic. Hi, my name is Becca, I'm an alcoholic. Thanks, sorry. So, I didn't prepare a single thing to say, right? Like, I just thought about it. I'm like, I've experienced relationships, so I usually just come up here and see what God says out of my mouth or whatever. But who's from here? You guys are from here? Okay, so I live in Las Vegas. I'm on Swacky Paw Host. But I have Arizona State to thank for my downfall. So just throwing that out there, I'm a Sun Devil. quick background, like, just to let you know who I am. Like, my sobriety date's 9/17/13. And I've lived in Vegas for like almost eight years. And, you know, I'll tell you what, so I started really partying when I came to Arizona State. And I'm an Army brat, so I've kind of moved all over. My childhood is like perfect. My parents have been married 40 years. I have a little brother. My life's great. Like, I don't think anything has to happen to you. Like, I'm just an alcoholic, dude. Like, I just, like, when I drink, I feel better. It fixed my issues, you know what I mean? And I went from like 18 partying at Arizona State to intervention and lost everything inside of a year, okay? And there's that part in the big book where they talk about young people going downhill quickly, and especially women. And I love speaking on women's panels because I can say things here that like other people don't understand. Not things I wouldn't say in a mixed room, but just like, you guys get me, you know what I mean? And I mean, I went downhill quick. So I'm 19 years old sitting in an intervention, and everyone's like, you're an alcoholic, you should probably go to AA. And I'm like, that's gonna be a no from me. You know, I'm just partying. Had that worked, I'd be celebrating 15 years of sobriety in October. That's not my story. I'm celebrating like six. So the long road between that intervention at 19 and getting sober at 28 probably looks a lot like what you guys had going on, right? But you know, I know we're talking about relationships, and I have a lot of experience with a lot of stuff. I have been divorced in sobriety. So if you have been divorced, break up, anything in sobriety, and you have not picked up over it, or even if you have, even if you're just experiencing that, whatever, good for you. Like, that shit is not easy. So when I was 23, back up a little, like, I thought I was gonna go be a famous actress. This is my master plan, right? Because I need validation. So that's why it's funny. I'm like, I actually kind of like it up here. I know that about myself now, though. I'm like, so yeah, see, I'm like, if you laugh at me, I'm like, oh, I'm funny, or, you know, like, you know, I don't know. Like, I'm aware of the alcoholic ego now, though. So I was gonna be a famous actress and like move to LA and all this stuff, but that doesn't buy alcohol. So just the way the cards fell, I got married when I was 23. And we got married in a little church, like actually up Scottsdale Road. And then we later on did like the big woohoo, like Vegas wedding. And man, he should not have married me. Let's just put it like that. But it took me a long time to realize that. So I don't remember a lot of that day. Clearly I was highly intoxicated and blackout drunk. And I see my part now that, like, there's my part, and then there's, dude, I was sick. I'm a sick alcoholic, right? I get to let go of some of that shame today because I have no control when I'm in my disease like that. You know what I mean? The way I treated him, the way we fought, and, like, all we ever fought about was, like, you're an alcoholic and you're drunk again. You know, it wasn't crazy. There was no abuse. Like, there was probably emotional abuse on my part towards him, but I don't remember it. I'm in a blackout. And, like, I get to forgive myself for that today. Like, that is what has been really hard for me. But so we're married, and we did the geographic. We were living here, right? For like 6 years, I lived here in Phoenix. I lived down the street, actually. There's some apartments down Scottsdale Road here I lived at. But I lived in like six different places, like all over the place. And we're like, we need to get out of Dodge. So we moved to Minnesota, and it's like way opposite and super cold and like not much to do. And we drank. Like, that's what I did, you know? We geographicked again and moved to Las Vegas. And this relationship, you know, I don't even know now that it matters if I define whether we were in love or not. I just, know that at the time, like, he was part of what was fixing me. But it was extremely toxic. And so we moved to Vegas, and you know, we decided not to have kids, and we're both, like, I'm working at Caesar's Palace on the Strip, like, at Express. Like, you go, I actually worked at Scottsdale Fashion Square, too. So that was my first job ever. Like, this is really cool being back kind of home. You know, it feels like home here. So we're both working these big, you know, fancy, like, Las Vegas Strip jobs, like, making really good money. And then, like, I go home and drink alone out on the back patio. And we didn't have any kind of life outside of this, like, party and drink and work and make money. And what happened, I was like, well, I'm gonna go back to school. And I loved the business world, so I ended up going back for my MBA. I also almost failed out of ASU, by the way. I graduated with like a 2.6. That's like barely enough to get out, right? Sober, I graduate with distinction and honors in an MBA program. And I'm like, wow, I can't believe I've accomplished that, you know? Sorry. So I'm going back to school, and then I meet this guy, and it's like a 12-step, like, hero story. Like, he's like, oh, I'm in AA, I don't drink. I'm like, cool, so whatever, I end up in AA. And, you know, we've been fighting back and forth for years, and he's like, you're an alcoholic, and you need to get sober. And so I finally go to AA, and I mean, by the time I got here, I was done and I was ready, because I remembered that intervention 8 years ago when they told me, and now it's like I had to walk in on my own. And I have like a really, really powerful God story, and I don't care about sharing it from this level anymore, but it's like, I like felt, heard, whatever, Holy Spirit, Spirit of the Universe, like whatever it is, like that shit's real. Like that day it was like, I think you're done. And that's my sobriety date, you know? And so a couple weeks later I told him I was in AA, and he said, are you sure you need AA? And then I was like, all right. So basically what happened was, I worked the 12 steps of Alcoholics Anonymous. I had a spiritual awakening. And for me, that happened a couple months later, and I'm sponsoring girls. You know, it wasn't like magical when I did a fifth step. Like, I didn't have that experience. It wasn't magical when I finished my 12th step. It just kind of happened. And one day I was like, oh my God, I'm happy without a drink, you know? And I mean, blissfully happy. Like, I'm on pink cloud all the time, still, 6 years straight, and people make fun of me, and I'm like, no, seriously, like, I'm not gonna apologize for being happy in here, but don't apologize for being miserable in here either. Like, just share where you're at. Share what's genuine and real for you, because someone will relate, you know, and that's been my experience. But basically, we went different directions. I'm growing spiritually, and I'm doing this, and I look at my ideals list, you know, I did that, and he's none of these things. And then my sponsor was like, are you those things? And I was like, shit. Because I knew that was coming, and I was like, no. So we got divorced. It was very peaceful. You know, it was actually fine. And I moved. This is the advice I give my sponsees, and I don't even see here in here. No. But I was single and celibate on purpose for 10 months after that divorce, because I've seen a lot of what goes on in here, and y'all know what I'm talking about. I wanted no part of it. I was like, thank you, God, for showing me that. No thanks, you know? So. And you know what I did? I chased God, and I got my own apartment, and I worked on myself. Dude, I paid my taxes for the first time by myself when I was 30. Like, I learned how to pay my own bills. You know, I saved up a bunch of money and quit my corporate job, and now I have my own business, and I'm building websites, working from home. I didn't even know I, like, was smart enough to do that or would enjoy doing that or could do that. And what happened in that time period was I realized that the only thing that's going to make me happy, peacefully whole, and all of that, is a relationship with God. Not a dude, not shopping, not any of these other things, right? And so I tell people, I'm like, I understand now why they say don't date. Like, I don't, you know, do whatever your sponsor tells you. Like, I don't care what you do. But I understand now, like, I need to find myself and fall back in love with myself, because, like, I hated myself when I got here. And I know you guys can relate to that. You know what I mean? So in that process, I'm not looking. I'm just like, whatever. And then I go to Swaggy Paw 3 in Reno, and, like, this guy I'd known forever. I don't know if you guys know Captain Kirk. I don't know who's in the room. But he's on, like, Swaggy Paw Advisory. He's been sober for, like, 16 years. He's been around YPAW forever. And I felt that thing again, and God was like, that's him. Go get him. And I'm serious. Like, that sounds crazy, but, like, we got married 2 months ago. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. And, like, I was talking to one of my best girlfriends the other day, and she was going through her ideals list, and she's having issues with her boyfriend, and her sponsor was like, maybe that's a fantasy. And I was like, honestly, I was like, F that. Because you know what? Why are you putting your God in a box that you don't think you deserve everything that you want? I was like, there is a guy out there who is perfect for you. I am literally living it. Like, he is amazing, you know? Like, Lori knows him. A lot of y'all probably met him. Kirk is like, all I even got to do is find somebody who's chasing God, right? Beside me. He's over here chasing God. I'm over here chasing God, and we meet in the middle. And some of the best advice that was given to me early on in our relationship was my sponsor, because, like, I'm kind of like a feminist, right? Like, whatever. And I'm just like, I'm not going to be your, like, little housewife, whatever. I don't know. But, and every morning he'd be like, can you get me some coffee? And one time I rolled over, I was like, get your own coffee. And I was just like, dude, like, what, you know, it's the dumbest thing. And my sponsor was like, dude, just make him the fucking coffee. Be of service. And I was like, ooh. So, like, we have this thing in our relationship where it's like, we're of service to other people in Alcoholics Anonymous. We're of service. The 12th step originally said to others, right? I do all of these things in all of my affairs, which means if I'm going to be of service in Alcoholics Anonymous, I'm going to be of service to my partner, right? So he says, will you get me a cup of coffee? Absolutely. Can you do me a favor? Yes. What do you need? You know? And we do this for each other back and forth. And it's like a dumb little thing, but that's the kind of stuff that makes a relationship, you know? And, through all of this, you know, what I can say in 12 minutes is, it's taken a lot to undo, and it's still a work in progress, right? Like, all of the chaos that I caused. I had a lot of anxiety that somehow turned into trauma. Like, things that a sponsor wouldn't tell me, right? Like, I have been in therapy for the last year and a half, and my sponsor's like, oh, you have, like, PTSD from all of this stuff. And I'm like, oh, wow. So now I'm doing, like, trauma therapy. And the layers are, like, deep. You know what I mean? And I'm learning that now, like, 5 years in. Like, I'm just getting started. This journey is amazing, and I'm going to keep falling in love with myself and learning things about myself and ways that I can be of service to my husband, you know? And we bought a house this year, and I'm like, okay, alcoholics like me can own a home and have a happy marriage. I don't know. It just feels like really weird, because then I'm like, I just still want to go to, like, YPAW. Like, I come here because I missed out on my 20s. You know what I mean? Like, that's what I feel like. Like, I couldn't do that pool party thing in my 20s because I was already passed out drunk, like, in the back room or whatever. So, you know, the journey's just getting started, and, like, I'm just super grateful. And it's weird, like, people ask me for relationship advice, and I'm like, oh, wow, like, I have a good relationship. But I look back, and I'm like, dude, I have worked long and hard to, do a lot of stuff that, like, I've learned about myself. And, yeah, it's not perfect, you know? So, I don't know, I'm just, like, blissfully happy. I didn't settle, you know? And I waited for God to, like, show me the way. And I've had a really amazing year. It's been a busy, crazy year. Don't get married and buy a house during a host year. Like, that's insane. So if you're hosting a conference, don't do that. But other than that, my life is really amazing. And this is my second ASCII PA, and I was really honored to be asked to speak on a panel. So with that, thank you very much. Thank you.